Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salaamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of Lantern. On the continuation of this program, Lantern from IRIB English Radio, we'll listen to an interesting story, The Boy Who Used to Delay His Prayers. So what happened to him? He remembered his grandmother's warning about praying on time. My son, you shouldn't leave prayer to this late time. His grandmother's age was 70, but whenever she heard the adhan, she got up like an arrow and performed salah, or prayer. He, however, could never win over his ego to get up and pray. His grandmother prayed with such tranquility and peace. He began making dua and went down to make sajda and stayed like that for a while. He had been at the school all day and was tired. He awoke abruptly to the sound of noise and shouting. He was sweating profusely. He looked around. It was very crowded. Every direction he looked in was filled with people. Some stood frozen looking around. Some were running left and right, and some were on their knees with their heads in their hands, just waiting. His heart was about to burst. It was the day of judgment. It began moving frantically from people to people to ask if his name had been called. No one could answer him. All of a sudden, his name was called. Two people grabbed his arms and led him forward. He walked with unknowing eyes through the crowd. The angels brought him to the center and left him there. He pleaded his case. I too was always on this path. I helped others. I spread the words of Allah. I performed my salah. I fasted in the month of Ramadan. Whatever Allah ordered us to do, I did. Whatever He ordered us not to do, I did not. He began to cry and think about how much he loved Allah. He knew that whatever he had done in life would be less than what Allah deserved, and his only protector was Allah. At last, the decision was made. The two angels, with sheets of paper in his hands, turned to the crowd. He closed his eyes as they began to read the names of those people who were to enter Jahannam, to the hell. I served others all my life. I spread the word of Allah to others. His eyes had become blurry and he was shaking with sweat. He was yelling and wondered if there was a person who was going to help him. He was yelling of all the good deeds he had done, how he had helped his father, his fasts, prayers, and Quran that he read. He was asking if none of them would help him. The Jahannam angels continued to drag him. They had gotten closer to the hellfire. He looked back and these were his last pleas. Had not Rasulullah said, how clean would a person be who bathes in a river five times a day, so too does the salah performed five times clean someone of their sins? He began yelling, my prayers, my prayers, my prayers. The two angels did not stop and they came to the edge of the abyss of Jahannam. One of the angels pushed him in. He had just fallen 5 or 6 feet when a hand grabbed him by the arm and pulled him back. He lifted his head and saw an old man with a long white beard. Who are you? The old man replied, I am your prayers. Why are you so late? I was almost in the fire. The old man smiled and shook his head. You always perform me at the last minute. And did you get? At that instant, he blinked and lifted his head from sajda. That was our story, so we'll listen to important and interesting points of it. And the continuation of Lantern, please. Mm-hmm.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. We seek refuge from Satan the cursed, and in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Mousavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain religious stories, and then we talk about the themes and moral lessons of these stories in order for us to make use of them in our everyday life. Today, our subject is about delaying the daily prayers, which is generally discouraged, unless there is a valid reason for doing so. Umm Hamida, the wife of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, narrated to Abu Basir, who was blind, when he came to pay condolences to her on the death of our holy Imam, and said that, Abu Basir, you were not here and did not witness the last moments of Imam's life, but it was a startling time. Abu Basir questioned why. She said, the Imam was in such a state that he was pretty much unconscious. Then he opened his eyes and said, go and tell all the family to come and gather around me. I obeyed the Imam's command and asked everyone to come. When everyone had gathered, the Imam, who was semi-unconscious and was in the last few moments of his life, opened his eyes, turned to the family members and said only one thing. لَن تَنَالُ شَفَاعَتُنَا مَنْ اسْتَخَفَّ بِالصَّلَاةِ. Our intercession will never reach that person who takes his salah lightly. After saying this, Imam alayhi salam left this world for his heavenly abode. Along with all these hadith about the importance of performing salah on time, in the Holy Book of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes the importance of performing the daily prayers and the need to observe them at their prescribed times. While the Quran does not specifically address the issue of delaying the prayers, it does provide guidance on the importance of fulfilling one's religious obligations in a timely manner. Imam Ali alayhi salam said in that regard, there is no action more beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the salat. Therefore, do not let any affair of this world stop you from performing the salah right when its prescribed time sets in, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reproaches you in Surah Al-Mu'minun and has commanded the people that فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ so woe to the praying ones الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ those who are unmindful of their prayers, meaning that woe upon the person who performs his prayers, however he is negligent of the timing of the salah and is careless in performing the salah in its prime time. Now let's go for a break and we will be back so soon.
Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Welcome back, dear audience. You're listening to Lantern from IRIB English Radio. We are talking about delaying in the daily prayers, and we recited a related verse in the Holy Book of Quran, and we were saying in general how much it is reproached in our religion. You know, there is another verse in the Holy Book of Quran which specifically concerns about performing prayers. In the 103rd verse of Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةِ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِكُمْ فَإِذَا اطْمَأْنَنْتُمْ فَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. And when you have completed the prayers, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing, sitting or lying on your sides. But when you become secure, reestablish prayer. Indeed, prayer has been decreed upon the believers a decree of specified times. This verse is directly aimed at maintaining a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through prayers and in all situations. Such a relationship is the most effective weapon with which the believers equip themselves. When security replaces fear again, observe your prayers fully. This means that prayers are then to be offered complete without any reduction. It is a duty which must be offered at particular times. When the reasons for reducing it are removed, prayers must be offered in full. Okay, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode has come to its end. Today, we said that our perfect religion of Islam emphasizes the importance of performing the daily prayers and fulfilling one's religious obligations in a timely and sincere manner. We held that while it doesn't specifically address the issue of delaying the prayers, it provides guidance on the importance of fulfilling one's obligations with devotion and seeking forgiveness for any shortcomings. I hope that all of you would find this episode of Lantern to be helpful. Until another session, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi taqma'innul qulub.